This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That's the spirit of the people. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. I pray this finds you well and blessed. Listen, I just wanted to make a quick video about some of the miraculous stories and rescues that are coming out of Turkey. We're going to be looking at the testimony, the first-hand testimony of some children pulled from the rubble and what they are saying about what kept them alive. And we're going to be looking at how the mainstream society, secular Western society, also has an understanding that angels walk amongst us. Subhanallah.
People who have survived a near-death experience often speak of a moment of clarity, but some even go further, swearing that a sort of supreme being helped them through the trauma.
When I was in Islahiyah, one of the worst hit areas, I was going around a camp of 3,000 displaced people, and I found it incredible the amount of people who would, you know, wave and smile and say, Allahu Akbar. They have an acceptance in their heart of Allah's qadr and decree upon them. So who are we outside to then confer upon them the status of the dismissed one, the one who is alone? If this life is the end point and there's nothing after this, then truly this is a pointless place of hardship, and what's it all for? And we can get very nihilistic and annoyed about it. I get you. That is a horrible state of mind to be in, but it's not the reality. The reality is that we are born by God's grace. We live this life with hardships and trials and multitudes of blessings every single day. But the people who are Muslims and in a believing state and in an understanding moment go, right, we've got all of that. Allah provided us with life. We belong to Allah, and from Him we will return. And Allah will bring us to the next stage. And if we love Him, He will give us better in return. Subhanallah. Children are talking about angels feeding them, that they were not alone.
Hangi dersi at?
This experience of angels visiting and comforting in times of hardship, many adventurers have reported it.
John Geiger is the author of The Third Man Factor, The Secret to Survival in Extreme Environments.
As a religious person, I think this book is proof of the existence of guardian angels. Sir Ernest Shackleton's expedition, his ship Endurance was trapped in the ice, and he escaped with his men. And so he had this experience. The last man out of the South Tower of the World Trade Center had this experience, you know, way up above the impact point in the World Trade Center. Jim Savigny, a climber, had it. An unseen presence arrived and gave him very specific direction on how to survive.
May we inspect our hearts and ask the one who can make the earth tremble to make it a place of security for us, and with our patience and the sakina that he gives, a means of eternal bliss in the next life.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. We're making a dua with this brother here, it's almost certainly Syrian. Allahu Akbar, ya Rabb, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
How strange are the affairs of the believer. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. All that happens to believers, all of it, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is good for them. In asabatu sarra shakara fa kana khairan lah. If pleasing things happen to them, they have gratitude, and that was good for them. When أصابته ضراء, if distressful things occur to them, then they are steadfast.
And our response should be to give in charity, to make dua for all of those impacted, to recite Quran, to encourage others to give, and above all, when tribulation comes, return to Allah in true repentance.
That's the spirit of the people. Alhamdulillah.